Welcome, welcome, faithful listeners, to Pocket Toyed, episode 30.
Is it episode 30?
It is.
It is! It is, isn't it?
Realized I pretty much just steal Anthony Birch's opening from Pod Toyed from back in the day. Oh well, he's not using it. So I am Addison / Crackety Jones. Here with me, as always, is my co-host
Jordan / Jockle27.
Yeah, and we're here to talk to you about some handheld gaming stuff, like we always do. And we've actually got decent amount of stuff to talk about since there was a couple Nintendo Directs since our last episode.
Mm-hmm.
But as always, we'll just start off with what we've been playing. Should I go first, or you want to go first?
Do you go first?
Okay. Well, as you know from last week, we both have Fire Emblem Awakening, and I'm sure Jordan can relate, but I have been playing a ton of that, doing a lot of grinding, a lot of relationship building, a lot of killing them risen zombie guys. But that, you know what's really surprised me? I don't remember if I really mentioned this on our last episode or not, but you know what's really surprised me about this game is how much it makes me laugh. The dialogue is so good. I don't remember previous Fire Emblems being like that.
Well, the translators, the guys that translated this one was 8-4. They're like kind of a independent translation group. That I guess, so it wasn't like Nintendo Treehouse or anything. It was like, you know, like a small team of dudes that do a pretty good job. I can't remember anything else they've translated, but they've done some good stuff. So they're good translators. They've done some funny stuff in this game too.
Yeah, it's just been hilarious. I've loved watching all the different pictures pop up on Tumblr of different dialogue lines. Mm-hmm. Guy posted one the other day where, is it spoilers to talk about characters getting married? Not really, because
I feel like most people I've talked to are around chapter 15 or whatever.
But like, I had Crom and Sumia get married, and so Sumia is always making pies for Crom, and Crom's like, I have something to ask you, and she's like, oh, you want more pies? You want me to make you pies every single day for the rest of your life? Like, oh no, that's a lot of pies. So like, I posted that picture and I was like, yes, I want that.
But that's exactly how a marriage works.
I hope so, because that's what I'm in it for.
No, yeah, there's some super funny dialogue. Have you recruited Tharja yet?
I don't think so.
She's like a dark mage.
No.
Okay, you'll know when you get her. She's pretty funny.
I think I'm just like at chapter 12 right now.
She's this dark mage who's just like super creepy and kind of like goth looking. And she like stalks the main character.
That's awesome.
Like in a really unhealthy way. It's pretty funny.
I also got Frederick and is her name pronounced Pan?
I think so.
I got them married and their interactions were kind of funny and cute. Where
I haven't had Frederick talk to anyone because I haven't used him yet.
He's not bad. I like him. But like Frederick is scared to death of animals and. So, like, they're trying to work through his fear, and she'll turn into her animal form, and she'll be like, okay, how about now? And he's like, okay, yeah, we're good. And then he'll get a little closer, or she'll get a little closer, and be like, okay. And then she'll get a little bit closer, and he'll be like, nope, 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 nope.
There's one, I don't remember, there's one Frederick line where he says, my body is ready.
I remember seeing that. That's so good.
Yep.
So yeah, I've been playing a lot of that, and I also picked up Paper Mario Sticker Star Saga. So they had it on sale for $20 at Best Buy, and I thought, yeah, I can spend $20 on that. So I played through that a little bit, not much, enough that I can give some impressions on it. The first thing I noticed is it looks really, really nice. Like, yeah. Better, a lot better than I expected it to. But my problem with it is it's too action-y and not enough RPG elements in it. There's not really a leveling system.
Yeah. If there's not a leveling system, it kind of takes away the point of the RPG turn-based battles in the first place.
Like, you don't really have, like, a skill set or anything. Yeah. You just kind of...
There's no progression as far as your growth goes.
It reminds me of... the battle system reminds me of... if you have played Plants vs. Zombies, there's, like, the bonus stages in between chapters. And, like, some of them, you'll have just different plants scrolling across on, like, a vending belt. And you'll pick those up and plant them. And so it just kind of reminds me of that, because you just go through the world collecting stickers. And if you don't have any stickers, then you're just kind of screwed.
Mm-hmm.
I like it, and I think it was worth $20, but I think I would have felt kind of bummed if I had bought it for $40. Yeah. And also, so far, once again, I'm not very far. I don't really know how far I am necessarily, but I've only played it for a few hours. The dialogue is just not as good as previous Paper Mario games, it seems.
Yeah, I mean, that was the thing that I heard, too, because, like, all the villagers are just, like, toad guys.
It's not a bad game, it's just... I don't know. They should have taken that concept and just turned it into something else and not made it a Paper Mario game, I think.
Maybe. Yeah, how I feel as
well. Or, like, taken that formula and based it around something else instead of Mario.
Mm-hmm.
But I enjoy it, and... If your Best Buy has it for $20 still, I would recommend getting it. It's just, not the best.
Yeah.
But I'm going to keep playing it. See, maybe it gets more interesting or better as we go.
Yeah.
I've mostly just been playing Fire Emblem.
Yeah.
I played some demos. I don't know if we want to talk about that now or later.
You can talk about them now.
Well, do you want to just both talk about Monster Hunter right now then?
Yeah.
Okay. So we both downloaded the demos of Monster Hunter. What is it called? Monster Hunter 3 Ultimate, is that what it's called?
Yep.
We've played it on the 3DS and the Wii U. And the Wii U one is a lot better.
Yep.
I enjoy the 3DS one. It's just... Well, also for me, I try really hard to make myself get into Monster Hunter, but I just can't seem to make myself like it.
It has a pretty steep learning curve. I remember when I first picked it up. I mean, I bought the original, Monster Hunter 3 for the Wii before it was, remade or whatever. And, it threw me for a loop the first time I played it, because I was like, oh, there's no lock-on camera, and this is weird. And all the attacks are like, it's like, it takes like timing and stuff. And then and there's no leveling up. You just have to get new equipment and stuff. And it was weird. But eventually I got really into it.
Like, I can see the appeal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just having trouble getting into it, but I played through the easy mission on the 3DS a couple times and once on the Wii U, and just the controls are so weird on the 3DS one. Like, I'm sure it probably plays a lot better if you have the Circle Pad Pro,
mm-hmm.
but just that second camera with a, or well, I guess the camera. I don't know why I said second camera.
Mm-hmm.
It's just really hard to control. Like, you can tap L to center it behind you, and you can use the D-pad, but it just feels like kind of tanky, the early Resident Evils.
I used the touchscreen for my camera controls, but it was still kind of frustrating. Man. And I didn't even know
you could do that.
Yeah, you can. There's a D-pad right next to, or like right there on the touchscreen that you can just use, and that was kind of, that was a
little easier. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I was doing that. I did that a little bit. I forgot about that.
The That wasn't even the thing that bugged me the most, though. What bugged me the most was, like, how small everything looked on the 3DS screen. And, I mean, obviously, I think that's because, you know, the game was designed to be played on a big HDTV, and all they did was kind of just, like, shrink it down to the 3DS, which really kind of bothered me. It was like, I don't know, your dude looks, like, way small. You can't even, like, really see the armor you're wearing and stuff, like, all the details in your junk, and there's no way to, like, zoom the camera in or anything like that. And so.
Did you just say all the details in your junk?
You said your armor and junk.
Oh, because I heard all the details in your junk.
I may have said that. I want to see all the details in your junk.
I'll show you. I hate, and like I've noticed this with a few demos recently. I hate that it just throws you in there. And they're like, "All right, have fun." And
Yeah.
you're like, "What? What am I doing? What do all these buttons do? How do I
Yeah.
do things?" And it's like, I don't know, you figure it out. It's like, okay,
We ain't got
well,
time for
don't. I
that.
was like, don't get mad at me when I like hate your demo because I don't know how to play it. It's like, it's really frustrating. I
For
just
sure.
wish they would just, throw you a screen real quick that shows what things do, or have something in the options menu to show you what your buttons do.
Or just have you play through the tutorial.
Or that. That'd be fine too.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I've the words. I've got so many games to play, but I will probably not be getting the 3DS one. I will get the Wii U one, I'm sure, eventually, but I doubt I'll get it when it
There's
comes
also
out.
the thing the 3DS doesn't have online play, and it's like the Wii U one does. And
Well, apparently you can do online play through the Wii U
well,
one.
they just announced that for Japan, but they haven't confirmed that for the US, and you have to buy a peripheral for it.
Well, that's stupid.
Yeah, so it's like, you know. And the online play on there is awesome. It's super fun. And it's like once you're bored playing the single player, like I got after a while, it's like, well, sweet, I can just go hop online and do some missions with some bros. You can't do that on the DS.
Yeah. I think I'm gonna skip on Monster Hunter and just skip Luigi's Mansion 2.
Yeah. I'm just concerned that, you know, I'm just worried that it makes me really concerned for Monster Hunter 4 for the 3DS when I play this
I
one.
mean, well, concerned in
But
what way?
it is, I don't know, that it's going to be like that it's going to look very similar, that it's not going to look that great, that the controls are going to be kind of irritating.
But Monster Hunter 4 is built for the 3DS, and Monster Hunter 3 was built for the Wii, and they ported it,
Well, yeah,
so.
and that's, I mean, that's the thing that kind of like, you know, kind of calms my nerves a little bit, but I don't know. It's Capcom.
Yeah. That's true. Maybe they'll just cancel it. Mega Man Legends 3.
No. That'd be so sad.
I'm sure they won't.
No. I'm sure they won't either, but we'll see.
Don't know. It's. I should, reiterate that it's not bad. It's just. It's got some problems.
And I personally love Monster Hunter, and I think the Wii U version was super fun. I just didn't dig the DS version that much.
Yeah, I need to
Which is
probably
weird,
have.
for me because I almost always prefer playing something portable.
Yeah, now that I have a better idea of really what I'm doing, I need to go back and play the Wii U one again.
Yeah.
I hate when that giant polar bear monster thing like starts sliding on its stomach. I hate that so much. I also played the demo for Mutant Muds because, believe it or not, hadn't played Mutant Muds yet. I'm pretty sure you've talked about it on the show before, right?
Yes. We did a review on it.
I hadn't played it yet, and I'll just, kind of briefly say that I was blown away. Like, I knew it was a good game, and I knew it would be something that I liked. I didn't realize I would, enjoy it that much. I really want to buy it, but once again, I've got so many games to play.
Hold off on it because it's going on sale.
Is it not already on sale?
No, it will be in a while though.
Okay, I'll probably buy it on sale and just kind of have it set there as something I can. Like, it doesn't take very long to get through a level, so it'll be nice to just have it there, I guess. But once again, we've talked about that before. I love the graphics, love the music, love everything about that game. But more importantly, I played the demo for, hold on, let me look what the hell this is called again. I played the demo for Naruto Powerful Shippuden. I
forgot you played that.
Yeah, I wish I forgot I played that. Actually, it's not, from what I can tell, it's not an awful game, but I don't know what they're selling it for. But if it's like more than $20, it's not worth it. I watched Naruto for like a little bit when it was first on Cartoon Network. I just watched it for, I don't know, a couple months. But I have no idea what is going on in that game. This is what I've gathered from playing the demo and skipping through the dialogue as fast as possible, is that it's a game about large-headed anime people making anime faces at each other. and then
you win.
And then, well, no, you don't win after that. Then you have to punch dogs, and then you win. You have to punch dogs, and you have to punch some birds, and you have to make a Japanese girl fall from the sky by pressing L.
Mm.
And then you punch a guy a bunch until you get two bells from him. And then you win. And it's about all I can really say about that. I guess there's like two different story modes, which is good for content, I guess. But as far as I can tell, it's just like these challenge stages. Like, the entire game, that's all it is. It's like, alright, now punch these things. Alright, you did it. Alright, punch these things. Alright, cool. Now punch these things. And that's just all it is over and over again. At least that's the impression I get from the demo.
Mm-hmm.
But on the plus side, you can play as two different characters with two different stories. And when I went through and played it again and actually read the dialogue, maybe fans of Naruto will like the dialogue. It, like, you know, breaks the fourth wall, which I'm always a fan of, except, I don't know. They broke the fourth wall, but I didn't really laugh or anything. I don't know. Anime games are just usually not good. But, let's see. Yeah, that's pretty much everything I've been playing.
Is that all the demos that were out?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Monster Hunter, Naruto, and then I played the Mutant Muds demo.
Yep. Yeah.
That's about it. What have you been playing? Fire Emblem?
No.
No?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, a lot. A lot, a lot. Like, I had that one day right before we recorded the last episode, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Where it was just, like, constant. And then after that, there was, like, another week of that. But yeah, I played a bunch of Fire Emblem, a whole bunch, and then we got a puppy, and I haven't been playing a lot since we got her, just because we've been busy with her.
Been playing but dog.
Been playing, yep. Punches dog in the head because she's a dork.
So you've been playing Naruto.
She peed on my carpet.
Oh yeah, dogs go underground in that Naruto demo for some reason. Hmm. They'll just like, they go underground and then pop back up and attack you. I've never seen dogs in a video game do that. It's like, okay, I don't understand. I really wish stores would start getting Fire Emblem, because I really want to street pass some people with it so bad.
Yeah. Are there a lot of stores that still don't have it?
Like, a lot of people I've been talking to online, they have said that none of their stores have it.
That's crazy.
I think a lot of the people that I'm friends with on Twitter have just either downloaded it from the eShop or ordered it off a website.
That's insane.
I think Browner, I think he gets his copy on Monday.
Yeah, we lucked out. But
yeah, we did.
I've been playing Fire Emblem a whole bunch. I think I'm on chapter 19 is where I'm at, but I've mostly just been grinding. Dude, Bennett's been playing so much, though. Like, I mean, he's not even as far as I am in the story, and I street passed him, and his guys were at least two or three times as strong as mine.
Oh, wow.
He's, like, reclassed everybody at least, like,
yeah,
twice.
Yeah, I need to go through. I don't really fully understand the reclassing system. I need to figure that out. Because I have a couple characters that are at 20.
Maxed out at their promoted state?
Yeah.
Yeah, whenever, so, like, you know, you can promote somebody when they hit 20, or hit 10, but you're supposed to do it at 20. And then, once they hit 20 or whatever again, you can reclass them into another class. And mm-hmm. then, you know, they'll lose a little bit of stats, but they'll keep most of their stats. And then they'll be able to, like, learn all new skills. Like, for instance, if you had somebody who was, like, a mercenary or a hero, and then you reclass them into an archer, they'll learn, like, a bunch of archer skills, which will give them, you know, even more options, so you can, like, turn somebody into crazy powerhouse using these weird skills that shouldn't be part of their class. But
not to mention
you just keep basically, like, can level up infinite times and keep gaining more and more stats that way.
Oh jeez.
But
so you can, like, reclass, like, as much as you want.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
And yeah, it's crazy. And so Bennett's, like, all of Bennett's team is, like, they're all, like, different, completely different things than they are when you pick them up in the story, but they all have, like, these weird skills. And I was like, what the heck? Why does she have that? all this stuff. Okay, so this is a bit of a spoiler for you guys. It's a minor spoiler, I guess, but whatever. You've probably heard it anyway. Have you gotten any of the kids?
Just the one that you get after chapter 11.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't.
When do you get other ones? Because I have, like, I think at least one other couple married.
You get them from the paralogues.
Oh, okay.
So, like, every time somebody gets married, a new paralogue opens up, and then it's like a new little story chapter where you meet that character.
I see. Yeah, I'm focusing right now on what's his name? The villager redneck kid.
Donald.
I'm getting him raised up because he's so weak, and
Bennett loves that guy.
I'm having him get married to a character.
I've got him as a hero right now. He just destroys everything. I don't even, like, pair him up with anyone. I just send him off on his own. He quits almost every time.
It's going to be so annoying getting him
mm-hmm.
leveled up.
That
I'm going to do it.
That Tharja chick I was telling you about, the Dark Mage,
mm-hmm.
she has a 75% crit chance on mine.
Oh my gosh.
and she also has this technique called Vengeance that I think gives her a second critical, so it's like she's just constantly hitting everything. It's insane.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Well, you want to get in the news?
Well, hold on. I played some other stuff. I played some Dark Souls the other day, and that was super fun.
My copy is still sealed.
I beat the Gaping Dragon, which everybody says is, like, the hardest thing ever, but it was not. I destroyed it. I don't know why everybody thought it was so difficult.
I'm supposed to start playing that game with Gerber.
Really?
Yeah, he keeps... I get, like, he's crazy about that game. I don't know anyone else that, like, is obsessed with Dark Souls as much as he is, because I'm pretty sure he said he has it on his on PS3, 360, and is it on PC?
Oh, yeah, it is.
Okay. I think he has it on PC, too. It's like...
Sheesh.
And he's, like, beat it a million times. It's like, okay.
That's crazy.
I feel like I need to play it just for that, at the fact that he loves it that much.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, it's good. I mean, you just have to get into a different mindset when you play it. It's just,
yeah.
It's so different from anything else, and it's like, requires so much patience and cautiousness and stuff. And then whenever you just screw yourself over, you just have to kind of say, okay, that's just how it's supposed to go. They're just trying to make me angry. I'm not going to get to it. When you fall down that hole into the basilisk nest for the third time. But right now I'm in this place called Blight Town. Okay, let me explain this to you a little bit. It's this rickety town that's, like, built on the walls of a cave. So, like, think of that new King Kong movie where the whole village was, like, built out of, like, little rickety, like, pieces of wood sticking out of the, you know, mountainside and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's, like, so there's, like, swaying bridges and stuff that you can fall off of, and there's, like, everything's super narrow. And there's these enemies that attack you, you know, three or four at a time, and they're kind of the, you know, regular creepy-looking humanoid enemies, but they do this attack where they jump on you and start, like, eating your face, and they take out about 90% of your health bar in one hit. And so you've got those, and while you're fighting those, you also have these dogs that are, like, really small and kind of hard to hit that breathe fire, and they usually travel in pairs. And on top of that, they have perched like blow dart guys all over the place that don't hurt you, but their blow darts toxic you, which is like poison except worse. And so you're getting poisoned and fighting all of that crap on these little rickety bridges all over the place. It's pretty horrible.
Sounds easy.
No. But everybody, like I told, I was saying something about it on Twitter. I was like, yeah, I'm in Blight Town. Everybody's just like, oh, I'm so sorry.
I was about to say something about Dark Souls. What was I going to say? I don't know. Never mind.
What else did I play?
Oh, no, I remember. I remembered another game that I've been playing a little bit, and it's going to make you mad.
What?
Guild Wars 2.
Why would that make me mad?
Because it's a MMO and I have like so many other games to play.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of dumb.
I thought you would be mad that I bought that.
Actually, I really want to play it, so that kind of jealous.
Well, it's my first MMO and it's taking some getting used to because I don't fully like understand everything that's going on and the controls are a little weird. I need to look into remapping some stuff.
Here's
But it
the
reminds me a lot of Diablo,
Looks like you
except.
play an MMO, Addison. You just grind and try and get better equipment. That's all you do.
It was really funny because, like, I'm playing it with Dan, Browner 2008, and Jesslyn, and me and Dan were playing, and one of our missions was just like, go here and destroy all these effigies and cave paintings and kill these people. And we're just like, wait a minute. I kind of feel like we're being assholes. Like we're going in here and just like destroying their civilization and just killing them. It's like,
Yeah.
oh, your cave painting? This is your historical stuff? No, erasing it. It's, oh, that's a nice effigy. No, I'm just gonna hit it till it's on fire. It's like, I feel bad now. Which is something else
If you
I
really
had thought
think about
about.
any time you fight like kobolds or goblins in a video game, it's usually along those lines, kind of just a bit of genocide.
Yeah. Well, I also felt like similar feelings while playing Monster Hunter. So it's like, man, these guys are just animals out here living. Like they're not really doing anything wrong. I'm just basically I'm just gonna go out here and be a poacher. Like Monster Hunter is Poacher Simulator 3 Ultimate.
Poaching dinosaur simulator, which is
Yeah.
exactly what we would do if they were still alive.
We totally would.
I was trying to remember what else I played, then I remembered that it was just F-Zero.
Oh, man, F-Zero. Why are you so hard?
I like that game. It's fun. Anyway, I played a little bit of that. But let me do my review, and then we will go into whatever we have next.
What are you reviewing?
It is an eShop game called Picdun 2, Witch's Curse.
It's a good name.
Yes, I'm pretty sure Picdun stands for Picross Dungeon. I think so. So basically, this is a.
It sounds like you're picking poop. Pick this dung. No, pick this dung.
Pick Dung Simulator. No, so Picdun 2 is a first-person dungeon crawler, kind of, sort of, maybe.
Okay.
So think like when you were playing like Etrian Odyssey or whatever, but I don't know, it's weird. So whenever you walk through these dungeons, you're going floor to floor or whatever, but your whole goal is before you exit a floor to uncover the entire area of that floor, so to step on each little space, because when you do that, it makes a picture, and that's your whole goal, is to
Oh,
finish the
okay.
picture. So it's kind of like Picross, except you're crawling through a dungeon. And you're trying to find, and they throw in little like puzzle elements. Like there's little floor tiles that'll make you go one direction. Like they'll kind of like in Pokemon where they shoot you
Yeah.
across the floor and stuff. And there's sometimes like ice that'll make you slide, like in Pokemon. And so there's stuff that makes it a little bit harder to navigate the floors. And you also get attacked by monsters. But in the game, it has some stupid story about how you're this guy that just gets thrown into a dungeon, but you don't have any weapons or anything. So the only way for you to attack is to team up with these three animu girls. One of the three. One of, you've got one's an archer, One's like an explorer that has a whip, and one's like a mage. And so battles are super simple. The way they work is you hit X to attack vertically, which is like just hits one enemy for a lot. Hit Y to attack horizontally, which hits all enemies for just a little. Or you can wait till the enemy attacks and pop your shield up like right as they hit, and it'll bring up a little like combination of buttons. It'll be like left, down, up, right, left, right, A, and then you have to A, and then it'll do like a super huge attack and kill everything. And so battles play out really fast and really simple, and each girl is like a specialist at a different thing. Like the mage has really strong parry attacks, and the whip chick has really strong like attacks that hit everybody, and then the archer does super strong attacks on just, you know, one enemy. And so you have to pick which one you're going to team up with. And so and I think you like build relationships with whichever one you're teamed up with after a while, but I can't really tell. I don't know. It might just be me imagining that. So it might have a bit of dating sim in there as well. But, so it's kind of, I don't know. It's a cool game. It was $5, and, it's another solid eShop title that, is good. And, that's all I had to say about it. I'd give it like, an 8, a solid 8.
Sounds pretty interesting, actually.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool game. I was the first one was released for DSiWare, and I always had my eye on it and wanted to give it a shot. And so, I was like, I don't know, though. It's like a puzzle thing. It's not just like a regular old RPG. And so this one came out, and it was $5, and so I sent in for a review copy and got a copy of it. And I was like, sure, why not? And, really dig it. It's a good game.
Cool.
Yep, and okay. If you're looking for something to tide you over until Etrian Odyssey or something, it might be a good choice. Also, the 3D is like way better than Etrian Odyssey for whatever reason, which was disappointing. So,
well, by the time this comes out, Etrian Odyssey will probably already be out.
I guess you're right. It comes out in a couple days, but
yeah.
Either way, alrighty. Well, you want to do news?
Yeah.
Okay.
You just talk about the Nintendo Directs?
Sure.
Well, the most important thing that came from these Nintendo Directs is that we have a release date for Animal Crossing New Leaf.
Yes!
June 9th, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. I wish it was sooner, but I'll take it.
That's not that bad. I knew it was going to be June, because they said quarter two, and I was like, it's going to be June.
Yeah.
That's when quarter two ends, isn't it? It's June?
I think so.
Yeah.
And then we had a new Mario and Luigi RPG announced.
Mm-hmm. Well, Nintendo's calling it the Year of Luigi, is what they said.
Yeah.
Which is odd.
But I thought they had like said a couple times that there wouldn't be any new Mario games this year.
I guess that's their way to get around it, is it's Luigi.
But didn't they also say that there's a 3D Mario game coming out for the Wii U by the end of the year?
Oh, yeah, they did, didn't they?
Yeah.
Maybe they just said they're going to show it off. Maybe they didn't say that it was going to come out this year.
I don't know.
Whatever.
So I remember watching the videos and it looked cool, but I forgot what the name of that new RPG was.
Mario & Luigi RPG. I think it was called something Dreams, Sweet Dreams, something. But something about dreams. Luigi's asleep, and you gotta hop through his dreams.
Yeah, I think that's the title. Mario and Luigi. Luigi's asleep, and you gotta hop through his dreams.
Yep.
For the 3DS. Rated E. For everybody. But it looks good. I always really enjoy the games.
Yeah, and I haven't bought one at launch since the first one, actually. But I'll probably end up picking up this one, because I'm so hungry for RPGs. And it looks awesome. But, it looks good. The sprites in that game look really good.
Yeah, it looks super pretty.
Yeah, like the animation and stuff. I was blown away by that. It looked awesome.
Let's see. What else? I mean, handheld-wise. Because they also announced that there'd be that DLC for New Super Mario U, where you can play as Luigi.
They showed off some stuff from Luigi's Mansion. Like, for instance, they showed off that... some of the ways you solve puzzles in that game, which is like, you know, you can suck up stuff and then move it to other parts of the mansion. Which I think is really cool. I think that's going to be awesome.
I can't wait for that game.
And then they also showed off, something else about that as well. But, and we also heard about, what was it? The Legend of Zelda Oracles of Ages and Oracles.
Oh, duh. Yeah, well, that. Are we going to talk about the North American and Japanese directs at the same time? Okay. Yeah. And at first, I felt really dumb after I realized this, but I was like, oh, cool, a bundle price where you can get it for. You can get both games for $10. And I realized, wait, that's how much you would pay if you bought them both anyways.
Oh, wait, no, it wasn't, because they were selling both, I think, for $6. So you got, like, $2 off or whatever.
Oh, okay.
But
I thought it said, like, 500 yen a piece, 1,000 yen bundle price.
I thought it was it was 600 yen a piece.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I love those Zelda games.
I have one of them, I think Oracle of Seasons, but I have never played it very much at all, so...
I only ever had Seasons. I had Seasons, and my best friend at the time had Ages.
Yeah. Did you do any of, like, the linking stuff?
Yeah. I don't remember.
Can you hear my wife mixing in the background?
A little bit.
Okay, I'm going to move somewhere else. She's making food.
I assumed since she was mixing.
Yeah. No, she's not, no. She's like mixing dubstep tracks.
DJ Matangeli.
Okay, so what were some other things that came out of those Nintendo Directs?
Well, we saw Iwata wear a Luigi hat. That was pretty cool. And then it was like the first time, I think. Did I read that right? That Miyamoto had been in a Direct?
Yeah.
Or maybe a North American Direct?
Yes, it was the first time he'd been in one.
And he was wearing that Luigi backpack. Donkey Kong Returns 3D.
Oh, yes, that's what it was. That's what I was
Yeah, thinking. I'm really looking forward to that because I loved the Wii one.
But it's a big game.
Yeah, I don't care. I love it. And I think it'll control a lot better on the 3DS.
Did you watch the 3D trailer?
Yeah.
It looked really good.
Yeah.
But I won't be getting it just because I already have the game.
I would like to think that they won't release it at $40, but I'm sure they will.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I was kind of disappointed by that. I was like, come on, guys, just use the same engine then and like make a new one. But I'm sure they're probably going to release this one and then make a new one on the same engine for the 3D.
Yeah, it's just to tie people over and to make investors happy.
Mm-hmm. I can't imagine them like just porting this game to the 3DS without, you know, thinking of using the engine again in some way, especially when the first one sold so well.
Mm-hmm.
But also the Japanese Nintendo Direct for third parties showed off the. Guild Zero 2 games.
Yeah.
One of the games is being made by Inafune, Mega Man Dude, and it is a game about, I don't know what it's called, I don't know what it'll be called in the US, but it is a...
Translates to Insect Tank.
Yeah, it's like a game where you... It's like reverse Earth Defense Force. Instead of fighting giant bugs, you're a tiny tank fighting regular-sized bugs. And you can, like, change your equipment on your tank and get, like, different bodies and guns and stuff. And then one of them, I don't know what it's called, but it's like some summer vacation game where a kid takes a summer vacation in some Japanese town, but that Japanese town happens to get attacked by giant monsters all the time.
But on, like, only on Fridays.
Yeah, only on Fridays.
It translates to monsters appear on Friday.
Yeah, and so he fights the monsters using knockoff Ultraman.
Which looks amazing.
Yes, it looks super awesome.
that's the one I'm most excited for.
Yeah. And then another one, I can't remember who is developing this one. I think it might be Level 5. But it is a... it's some kind of, like spooky exploration sci-fi game. First-person exploration sci-fi game. That was, from what I could tell, that's what it was. And looked like he was, like, exploring a crashed spaceship or something with, like, you know... spooky things going on. So
it's by Kazuo Asano and Takemura Abiko.
Yeah, I don't know who those guys are.
Me either.
But
it translates to Spaceship Damure.
Yeah, I thought all three of those games looked awesome.
Yeah, they all sound really cool.
And it's not coming out on a cartridge this time. They're all three just coming to the eShop separately. So,
yep. Looks like they're charging around $9.
Yeah. So, which is cool. So, I'm sure that means that they're probably coming to the U.S. if they're all just coming out on the eShop, because that's kind of how they did the U.S. release of the first Guild 1 games, was they just divided them up and put them on the eShop for Japan, and then they were like, oh, we'll just bring them to the U.S. as well.
Yeah, it can't take, it can't be that much work to get that translated.
No, yeah, especially when you don't have to worry about, freaking packaging and all that stuff. You just have to throw it, throw some words on it and then put it on the eShop, so.
Yep.
I bet
it looks... Sorry.
No, you're fine.
I was just gonna say, it all looks really, really good.
Yeah, it does look really, really good, so. Alrighty.
Then Sony took the Nintendo route and had a little direct kind of thing for the Vita called Vita Heaven. basically Final Fantasy X HD is coming to the Vita eventually. And in Japan the Vita is getting a price drop, but not here. And that's about all that really came out of that. They showed some other games that we all already knew about that have been shown off before. That's about it.
Yep.
So, good job, Sony.
Yep. Yeah, I thought there was some kind of Vita news that we're missing, but...
I can't really think of anything else. I mean, there was the PS4 kinda reveal, I guess. Yeah. And they talked a bunch about how the Vita was going to be the essential device that you would need to have with your PS4 to get the full experience and all this junk.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. I mean, I have a Vita, so that's nice, but...
Yeah. Well, cool. Well, do we have anything else?
I feel like I hear something in the background. Do you hear it?
From me?
I think so.
No.
Oh, wait. Listen really close.
What is it?
It's a Pokemon update!
We haven't done one of these in so long.
I know.
I was so confused.
I know. I love doing that so much.
But
nothing huge, but on one of the Pokemon Smash things or whatever those things are called, they revealed a new Eevee evolution. And we don't really know what type it's going to be. There's a lot of speculation that there's going to be some new types added to Black and White, and some people are thinking that it's going to be a light type.
I've heard some people say that it might just be a normal evolution of Eevee.
Yeah, that's another one.
That might be the female version.
But Eevee's already a normal type, so
yeah,
I would be kind of surprised.
Yeah.
But his English name has been revealed to be Sylveon. Like, I think that's how it's pronounced. Sylveon.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks Sylveon. Like a Neopet. Like, it just looks like a straight-up Neopet, and I kind of hate it.
I love it. I think it looks really cool. I don't know. I think it looks like... How do I explain this? It looks like something all the girls on Tumblr would freak out about, which kind of makes me happy.
Which is probably why all the girls on Tumblr freaked out about it. I don't know. I just, yeah. And the footage they've shown of it, the two attacks that it has been seen using a Swift and Trump card, which doesn't really do a whole lot to reveal the type. Yeah, some people are saying that it could be a bug type, maybe, but it does not look like a bug type to me at all.
Yeah.
And one thing that a lot of people are saying that I think makes a lot of sense is, Eevee evolutions are never revealed, just by themselves. They always come in pairs.
Yeah.
So I'm sure we're going to see another one in the coming months.
Dude, I bet it's the male and female normal type evolutions. I bet that's going to be it, but I could be wrong.
So you think they would do it kind of like the old Nidoran?
Maybe. I don't know. I just...
Because that doesn't really make sense to me, because they've already got, Pokemon already have their own gender type.
Well, I don't know then.
I mean, maybe it's a normal one, but it would just be confusing to me since Eevee's already normal.
Eevee's a weird Pokemon.
Yeah, he is. But that's really all I have in the way of Pokemon update. Hopefully, next time we record, more information will be out.
Yeah.
I have a feeling, you know, Pokemon updates are going to become a more regular thing.
Yeah.
Until X and Y come out.
Yep. I forgot some news. There's some news we forgot to talk about. eShop news.
The sale?
No. Well, yeah, the sale. There's a sale going on, and they keep putting things on sale there. There's that news. There's new Mario.
Good cover.
Yeah. There's new Mario and Donkey Kong game coming to the eShop called Minis on the Move. Looks like another puzzler. I really liked the first one for the for DSiWare. It was a good game. And what's cool is I think that you're going to be able to share the puzzles that you make like online, which is neat with that game. So I'm excited for that one because I love those games, especially the DSiWare one. So there is a new 3DS game coming. I think Nintendo is publishing it, and it has the best name ever. And it's called Kersploosh. And every time I hear its name, I have to say it in that voice of the Wind Waker guy. Just Kersploosh.
Kersploosh.
Yeah. But actually, I whenever I heard the name, I was just like, oh, F this, whenever I was watching the Nintendo Direct. But then I saw the gameplay. It actually looks pretty fun. So you drop like a rock and your whole down a well, and your whole goal is to like turn your 3DS to get it to the bottom of the well. But there's like obstacles and stuff, and it showed like, you know, there's boards and sticks coming out of the wall, but then it started showing stuff like pizza and crap, like also in the way. So that looks like it could be pretty fun. And then also there is a sequel to Dylan's Rolling Western coming out.
Oh, yeah. Called I forgot that was announced.
Yeah, called Dylan's Rolling Western, The Last Ranger, and it comes out in April. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I was a little surprised to see that because I didn't really think Dylan's Rolling Western did that well.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it, but like it didn't get the best reviews, and I didn't really think a lot of people downloaded it.
Yeah. Also, Harmonite is coming on March 28th.
Oh, man. That game looks awesome.
Yeah, it looks awesome.
I was watching trailers for that the other day. That looks a lot like a lot of fun.
Yep.
And of course, it's from Game Freak, so I'll get it.
Yeah, I was pretty pumped. So, other than that, I believe that's all there is. Yeah, I don't think there's much. Yeah, there's not really anything else.
Yeah, I covered everything I had written down.
Yep.
Why is Sony not doing a Vita price drop in America?
Because they're dumb. Because they're really, really dumb.
It's just not going to sell.
I'm really hoping the 3DS starts selling in the US as well as it's selling in Japan. I think if it doesn't do it soon, once Pokemon hits, it'll be all over.
It has to.
Yeah.
Because, like, that with that one, it's, like, such a huge leap.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
People are going to go crazy.
And you know they're going to throw their full marketing weight behind it.
Yeah.
I also think it's because in Japan, like, the 3DS has had crazy good third-party support. I mean, from publishers Japan cares about, you've had Monster Hunter, you've had 3 Dragon Quest games already, and it's like, you know, and you've had Bravely Default as well, which is basically a Final Fantasy game. It's like, what do we have here in the U.S.? So, Rayman 3D.
Resident Evil.
Yeah, that's true. But, I don't know. I just feel like it's been, as far as third parties go on the 3D, some kind of bitter about how many games are in Japan and haven't been released here.
Yeah. What? Why is Bravely Default not here yet?
I don't know. Why is Dragon Quest VII not announced, or Terry's Wonderland 3D not announced, or any of that?
I thought Dragon Quest was.
No, it's not.
That's disappointing.
Well, I really want Dragon Quest VII. I guess the original game, just the story, is like 100 hours long. And that's in like the PlayStation game. So this is like the 3D remake with all this awesome new content.
Man.
Yeah.
I'm going to check real quick and see if we got any questions.
Okay.
Yep. Nothing really.
Okay.
All right. You want to close it out?
Okay. Let's close it out.
It's kind of a short episode.
No, it's not. It's like an hour long.
I mean, it says an hour and 18 minutes long, but we didn't start recording really till like 35 minutes in.
No, 15 minutes. I was watching it.
All right. Well, whatever. Okay. So, I have been Addison / Cracky Jones on some internet things, and you can do a lot of things with us, guys. We have so many things on the internet that you can touch and look at and smell. You can follow us on Twitter at PocketToid. You can email us if, I guess.
Hey, new news just hit like 10 minutes ago.
Huh.
Mighty Switch Force 2 is coming to the 3DS.
Oh, did they announce that on Subhomes?
Yep.
Awesome.
Pretty awesome.
That's really cool.
Yeah, it is really cool.
I love the first one.
Yeah, sorry to interrupt.
It had like one of the best soundtracks.
Yeah, it did.
Soundtrack. Anyways, you can touch us online at PocketToid. Send an email. I guess PocketToid at Gmail.
Send us an email, Grandpa.
We have a Tumblr that I've been working on every day and putting stuff on, and I'm kind of proud of it. pockettoy.tumblr.com. If you have a Tumblr, you should go follow it. I'm posting and reblogging handheld things every single day. Got some stuff in queue, so there's guaranteed to be at least one post a day. It's pretty neat. I like it. And you can also see, listen to episodes there. I've been posting them as they come out. And you can ask us questions there. Made an Ask FM today. You can ask questions there. You can even ask it anonymously. We've made it so easy. Just send us a question, guys. Ask us anything. It's so easy. You can
anything
ask
you want.
Anywhere, pretty much. Anyways, it's ask.fm/pocketoid.
Mm-hmm.
You just go there. You don't even have to have an account, I'm pretty sure. You can just type a thing, and
nope,
it'll be great. And we'll read it on the air.
Yep.
We'll do it.
If you want your name, just leave your name in the question.
Yeah. And, I mean, that's pretty much it.
Yep.
You can follow myself on Twitter, at Addison_L. See if I can have more real people than teenage girls following me on Twitter for once. And on Tumblr, Buzz McFlamethrower. Yeah, Chris Engel started following me on Twitter, so I get at least one teenage Brazilian girl following me every day.
That's funny. My name is Jordan. You can follow me on Twitter at Jackal27, and that's all I'm going to say, because you can watch other episodes if you want to follow me on anything else.
Watch other episodes. Listen to
listen to other episodes.
All right. Well, until next time. Okay, love you. Bye.
Bye.
All right, man.
Bye.